Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James, the podcast all about getting people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, and the music that have soundtracked their journey. So join me as we open up shop and have a waffle. Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop podcast. Today, I'm joined by a little bit of a hero of mine, the incredible Dirren Kartel. Welcome to the Waffle Shop.
Thank you. Why is it called the Waffle Shop? Because you waffle a lot.
Yeah. You'll probably find out in the next 5 to 10 minutes of how much shit I actually talk.
Okay. Interesting. So, interesting.
It's just all kind of, you know, linked together.
That's good. But that's good. I like it.
Absolutely buzzing that you're here for a waffle. Like, I've been following your journey for quite a while now, especially throughout lockdown.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you for giving me like the daily kick up the arse that I've needed on some days.
No problem, man. I'm just having a bit of fun on the socials. And if that's helping you, then I really appreciate that. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me on.
Anytime. Before we kind of like get into like the nitty gritty of it all, I want to kind of go back and kind of understand like how it all started for you, because, you know, I hate using this word, but it's probably the only way I can describe it, is that I'm actually quite inspired by you and like what you've managed to do, and, you know, some of the stuff that you're turning like your passion into. So I kind of want to go back a little bit to like what started that journey for you.
I guess I've always been like kind of driven when I was younger, like always wanted to accomplish something kind of amazing, you know, and most importantly, having fun. So I've always had a bit of a drive to do something cool or do something that's going to help or empower people, you know. So I think I've always had that as a kid. And then with the whole fitness thing, it kind of naturally fitted in together. It was like, you know, like, how would I explain it? say, for example, David Beckham, you know him because of football, right?
Yeah.
But now he's doing an absolute madness with whatever he does. Right? So I guess with the things I wanted to accomplish initially, fitness was kind of a way to kind of get into that.
Get that.
And
yeah.
Although initially I just wanted to play football when I was younger, after becoming a personal trainer and started training people, I didn't realize I'd love it so much. And then obviously that social media started happening, and once that took off, then it's just, I still can't even believe I get invited to podcasts, if I'm being honest, you know.
But I think you relate to so many people. Like some of the stuff you're saying, like you could be having the shittest day and I see one of your posts go up and I'm like, yeah, that's what I needed. It's like kick up the ass, like sort your shit out, come on.
Yeah.
It's just a bad few hours, whatever. You'll be fine in a couple more. You'll be sound.
Yeah, I guess that's probably because like all this kind of happened after I was 25. So yeah. I kind of went through what everyone else goes through. So understanding those shitty things and kind of making the most of whatever's happening now, you know, so I'm just having a good time with it.
No, that's good. Are you glad to be back in the UK?
Yeah, man, I love the UK. I love the UK. People give the UK too much shit, man.
Like the envy, like I've had throughout lockdown of just seeing you, like absolutely, like these incredible places.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Australia was great, but I feel like I had a better time in quarantine in Australia.
To be fair, I think we all enjoyed your quarantine in Australia.
Yeah, so it was a good time. But I love being back. Home is here, people I do work with is here. I love being on this time zone. And also I completed Australia like years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like every time I go back, I love going there for work and spending some time there, but I've done it. It's like
imagine going
on a holiday to the same place like 20 times. You're like, no, I need something different, you know. So it's kind of like that.
That's true. So with that being said, like once this whole kind of shower of shit goes away, is there anywhere on your list that you're like, yeah, okay, that's where I'm going to next?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to Africa. I've always wanted to go to Africa. I want to do the Americas properly, but all over the Americas.
Yeah.
They're the main things. And I do want to do Asia again, but I wouldn't want to do any of those things until the world is like
open in a good place.
You know, because it's fucking long. Go somewhere, quarantine this, forms this. You no longer can get a flight, just give you a passport, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So well, this is kind of what I was leading into, because I've got an opportunity where throughout following this kind of like a passion of mine and, you know, keeping it consistent through the podcast, I've now got a job in New York City, which I'm now leaving in a couple of weeks. But I wanted to kind of get your advice. Now, you've been there through like the quarantine period, going through the airports, throughout all this. Like, what is it like? Because I'm shitting myself, if I'm being honest.
So you're going to live in New York soon?
Kind of. There's a lot of stuff that I need to iron out first, but it's looking that way. I'm going in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go for like a month and then see what happens from that.
Yeah, you'll be fine. To be honest, it's weird because everything is run smoother because everyone is more careful. You know, the airports are obviously dead. So therefore, going through security, all that stuff is so quick, so easy. The only weird thing is, the weirdest one for me was when I was in the Australia airport coming back. Leaving the UK, there were still people traveling in Europe. But Australia obviously is locked down for people going in and out. So when I was leaving, everything was shut in the airport and there was only 5 people on my flight, and there was only there was only 100 and something people a day that was flying out from Sydney airport. Only 100 people, mate. That's crazy. So
because it's one of the busiest airports, isn't it, Sydney airport?
Yeah it's one of the busiest international, so usually there's thousands of people. But so that was really weird because I've never actually left Sydney airport when it was like that. Every time I've left Sydney airport, it's always been either the memory of like me and Smith, like moving to Bali, or or me going back home to see my family, busy, that airport routine, let's go early, let's have some food, yeah. do some shopping, you know, all of that shit. Whereas this time, obviously, none of that.
There's nothing.
there's nothing. There was nothing. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. It was weird. That was the weirdest time for me. But other than that, as soon as you get on a flight, it was normal, other than the fact that no one was there. It was, I kind of had the whole cabin to myself, which was cool. But other doing than that, it was, yeah, man, doing laps on the plane, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
With the whole kind of quarantine and, you know, the whole situation that we're in at the minute, how do you keep yourself, obviously I know you're an incredibly busy guy, but like from like a mindset and like a mentality point of view, how do you keep yourself going?
I just focus on what I can do.
Yeah.
Instead of like worrying about what I can't. Because if I'm worrying about what I can't, like what's the point of worrying about something that you have no control over? So there's no point. There's no point wasting energy on that. So therefore I'm just going to put all my energy into what I can do, you know, instead of worrying about something that can never happen. So that way, putting your energy towards that, then you'll make stuff happen. That's how, like, I guess in quarantine, I nearly doubled my following in quarantine, which was crazy. Yeah. So it's I kind of just did that there. And I do that on a day-to-day basis. You know, I just take the day, I just take each day as whatever challenges happen that day and then just move forward from there instead of worrying about too much about what I need to do in the next few days, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one of your posts that I connected with. I think it was even today where you posted it about like the importance of like being yourself and, you know, having that kind of self-confidence to, you know, and because it just become tiring, especially in this whole like social media like generation. For a lot of people who I've connected with through this, through the podcast and obviously in DMs and stuff, a lot of it does come down to like that self-belief and self-confidence. Like, what advice would you give to someone who was struggling with that, you know, with those issues?
What, self-confidence or just being themselves? Or
I'd go with self-confidence. Like they needed that little bit of a kick.
Yeah, I think the whole like self-confidence thing, I guess it comes from people kind of usually, you know, like you're probably very, not you, people in general are very comfortable in the environment that they know, right? So you'll say something that you would only you would say in front of, say, your sister or your mum or your dad or your very close friends, right? The only reason you don't say that anywhere else or you doubt yourself is because you're worried about what people might think of what you say.
Yeah.
Right? So if, first of all, you stop caring about what other opinions, other people's opinions might be on you or what you say, if you remove that, then I think that alone would pique your confidence so much, you know? And I think that probably comes from, I've been in so many embarrassing moments with my dad when I was younger. So I'm all embarrassed out and I'm all
but nothing left.
I've got nothing left with caring what people think of me. So I've had situations where my dad stops in the middle of a motorway telling the car to get to the other side. And I'm like, Dad, I can't do this. You know. So dealing with that as a kid, I've kind of dealt with that. And I guess maybe that's why I don't get anxious, you know. And I was doing this with Lucy Lord in Australia when I was driving and stuff. When I was in a car, I was stopping, I'd beep at people just embarrassed, and she'd be like, what are you doing? You know, it's just kind of, I guess you just adapt to those sort of scenarios and you eventually stop caring about what people think. And usually people are confident with things that they're good at, but to be good at specific things, you need to initially get yourself outside that comfort zone first, right? So practicing that on a daily basis and getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, that's what I would say.
That, to be fair, it's a solid bit of advice and it's something that I kind of live by now on a daily basis, because this whole kind of opportunity, I wouldn't be sat here now if I hadn't have like pushed myself out of my comfort zone and was like, do you know what? Yeah, I feel like I'm good at this. Let's keep going with it. And then obviously
I heard you were sending a lot of emails to my manager to get me on.
No, but and I sent like five, maybe six.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's good. It's good. That's good. That's consistency, right? So yeah, there you go.
And now you made it sound as if I'm some kind of pest. Cheers, mate.
No, but you have to be. You have to be consistent, and you have to be like that. You did it because you didn't care about worrying, sending five, six emails. And that's why I'm saying that's a good example of why you should be like that, you know?
Do you know what it is as well? Like, it was from a point of view where I used to kind of surround myself with a lot of people that, like, I were kind of felt like playing catch up to. Like, that, you know, my friends were always getting married or having kids or, you know, like doing like the grown-up shit. So I was always kind of sat around like, I don't think this is for me. I don't think that this is what I want to do. So then when the pandemic hit, it was literally the biggest blessing in disguise that ever. Like, I was able to process so much, like really take that time to, what do I want to do? What makes me happy? Who makes me happy? And then I think it was through like the podcast and social media and stuff like that, and just kind of seeing the impact of just being yourself can have. And I feel like that's why I relate to like what you do so much, because it's like, well, this guy is just living his best life, just being himself, doing what he wants to do, and it kind of filters out to a point where I'd never be a risk taker, like, at all. And like, from the whole pandemic situation and like seeing like something like your vlogs and stuff, like, me and my mate have now like booked like one-way flights for next year to, like, we're going to start in Vietnam and then kind of like go from there. Because it's like, you know what, you've taken a year off. I've done all this kind of self-worth and self-growth work. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy myself now. I'm not kind of living to like anyone else's rules or standards. Like, I'm going to do what makes me happy. So I think that's why I sent those 5-6 emails, because
yeah, it's good. Exactly. And you should live like that. And too many people, not enough people do that, you know? So hence why. But that mindset shift can take some time for people to get to that. But once you do, then you realize like, oh shit, this is so much more fun, you know? So
you almost like feel a little bit free in a way.
You are. Well, you are. Obviously,
yeah. It's weird. It's a really weird feeling to have, but
it's
definitely getting there. I've got to ask you about Project X.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely buzzing for this, because I've seen like obviously the bits on social media, this, that, and the other. Like, what can people expect from this?
What are the Project X house party? The event.
We'll start with the event, because then I think obviously you've got this incredible platform that, you know, a lot of people need to know about.
So the live event is probably going to be, not probably going to be, it's going to be an absolute madness of a night. And what I'm going to make sure people, they walk away from it with the mentality of what the fuck just happened, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that happens on that night, you know, because it's not going to be one of those things where people are coming to and they're talking about meet up 24/7. It's not going to be that at all. You know, it's going to be a night of madness, entertainment, pure 90 minutes of energy, whatever you see me as on Instagram stories or whatever, in a live format in the flesh, you know. So that's what that's going to be. And I feel like it's been a weird over a year now for the world and for people in the UK. So I just want to make sure people come in and have an amazing time, you know, and walk away smiling, inspired, happy, you know. Yeah, it's going to be like that. It's going to have some cool guests, some cool people. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. I'm excited.
All right, mate. I'm absolutely buzzing for it. With that, like, just to kind of go back, because obviously, you know, we talk about like mental health and stuff like quite a lot on the show. Do you ever get nervous going into those kind of events?
Yeah. So you got like, you get nerves, but you get like good nerves, like excited nerves. You got to remember as well, like, I've kind of been doing it with James Smith now for a few years. Yeah. So every time he's done the show, I've kind of opened it. So everything that I've done, from the podcasts, videos, years of social media content, being interviewed, like doing podcasts with yourself, having my own podcast, vlogs, talking to myself on my stories all these years, opening shows for James Smith. And then that's all kind of like training to what is happening now. And I think of it as I've sold out a show in 24 hours for a reason.
Yeah.
And whatever that reason is, I'm in a place where I'm meant to be. So therefore, why should I be nervous? You know? So like whatever's happened has happened. Whatever's happened has happened for a reason. You've done something right to be there. And it's your show, so you can make it whatever the fuck you want. So I reckon I'd be more nervous opening James's show because I want to make sure it's good for my best mate. I want to make sure I turn up for my best mate, you know? So whereas me, I just know when I walk out, I'm going to be 150% me. I don't have to play an angle on it. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it comes back to confidence. Just like being yourself, isn't it? This is what people have kind of bought into. This is what people like know you for. So I guess, you're going out onto a stage and just being yourself. And obviously I know for a fact that people are going to love it.
Yeah. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be, I'm very excited. When I think about it, the more I think about it, it's like, fuck, you know, I've got my own fucking show. It's mental. Like 700 people sold out. And I was like, this is crazy. I couldn't believe it. And then my manager rang me up saying, all right, just a heads up, we're going to Manchester too. And I was like, what? Like, so it's pretty surreal. Yeah. Like something that we've been working on for like years on my development, you know? So now I think things are slowly like
unfolding. The hard work's paying off. It's
slowly,
Do you ever have those kind of moments where you take a step back and be like, shit, look at what I've achieved so far already?
I do, but I'm trying to enjoy the presence as much as possible right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's things happening where you kind of don't have time to chill as much. Hence why I think I will have that the night the show finishes and then I could turn around and go, fuck.
I did that.
That is crazy. That is crazy. You know? So there'll be that. And then I guess you just work on the next thing. It's not like it's nothing that's completed. It's just another chapter. Next. Another chapter. 100%.
Glastonbury. I mean, it's literally TV.
Channel 4, ITV. I don't know. We'll see.
Never know, mate. Manifest it.
It's going to happen. Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%.
You heard it here first. So I'm going to put that out there as a little bit of an exclusive.
There you go.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about, and it's something that I've kind of took a lot more seriously throughout the whole pandemic thing, is meditation. I used to sit there and think it's all this kind of like namaste, like, you know, making funny noises like that, and you have that like opinion of it all. I didn't realize how powerful it actually is, taking that time out and just breathing.
I didn't either. It was very hard for me to focus. It was very hard for me to focus and do I guess nothing. Put your focus on whatever you're doing. It's like my focus right now is to enjoy this conversation. All my focus is here. A lot of the times before when I'll do things, my focus, although I'm here, I'm kind of not here. I can't control my thoughts. I'm thinking about shit. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to get this done. I'm going to do this. I need to do this. Or worry about what someone else is doing or this and that. I'm not really being here, you know? Yeah. So what that's done for me is to actually acknowledge and realize how more stable I am with decision-making, being more chilled, even maturing, being a better fucking person just from actually stopping and doing nothing, just shutting my eyes and just trying to focus on being present, I guess, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, it all kind of hit me after I had a mushroom trip. So it kind of gave me a place to work towards. One of the issues I had was when I was focusing, I didn't know what I was working towards. Yeah. And when I did that round of psychedelics, it showed me the path that I was needed to work towards to maintain that focus.
Yeah.
You know? And now when I meditate, I think about that and working towards that, if that makes sense.
Definitely. The guy who I'm going to work for in America, he does like a ketamine infused treatment, which obviously is, yeah. Oh my God, I can't even think of the word of what he actually is.
Yeah.
Whatever he is. He's a professional anyway. I'm not like going over there to take ketamine with a
some random. Yeah.
For now. But he does a thing called a ketamine infused treatment that helps like depression and, you know, like various forms of mental issues. So, and I'm really intrigued to see how it actually works from like a psychedelics point of view.
Yeah. So there's this, well, I know like there's been a lot of studies on benefits of like microdosing ketamine and stuff like that, as well as like general, psychedelics. What is it called? It's called psilocybin. No, is it the particle in the mushrooms that creates you going into that phase? You know, and there's this theory of like, from an evolutionary standpoint, from millions of years back, that apes and everything have developed and had brain growth from years of actually eating wild mushrooms. Wow. Yeah, there's this whole theory. I was on the Joe Rogan podcast with like a professor, and I was like, that's pretty interesting. Like it just makes you think. I mean, I feel like so many of us are so focused on doing stuff, you're never focusing on development, and whatever we do nowadays is fucking numbing. You get all these people that do cocaine on the weekends, that do MDMA, that do, all they do is drink, and it's just like everything that you're doing is constantly numbing yourself from your reality. Yeah. And that could be like you hating your job. If you hate your job, of course the drink's gonna be fine because the drink's gonna numb you.
Yeah.
You know, instead of opening up to what you can potentially do. And sometimes facing truth is not easy, and a lot of people kinda they want results, but they don't do anything to get results with whatever they want, you know. So it's one of those things, yeah.
But it is, isn't it? Because it's like, if you want the change, if you want to get better, if you want to get fitter, whatever it might be, you're going to have to put the work in. And it's one of the things like I went through with like my whole kind of, well, even with like the podcast and like my own like mental health journey, this, that and the other, I had to put that work in to get to this point. No one's going to do it for me. And like, I know like this is various forms of like stuff out there, but you are going to have to want to get better. Like, you don't just like walk in a gym one day or a doctor surgery one day and be like, yeah, it's fixed. And I think that's what's the problem with this whole generation, is that everyone's just looking for a quick fix, or look what that person's doing. No one's actually concentrating on what they want to do, what makes them happy. And it's quite sad because it's like, recently things have obviously started opening up again, and obviously like meeting friends and having obviously like a few pints and stuff, purely just for like nostalgic reasons, and kind of having these kind of conversations, and it's like they're still stuck like 2 years ago. And it's like,
yeah,
I mean, I'm not taking shots, obviously everyone's on their own path, everyone's on their own journey, but it's like, come on.
No, of course. I mean, there's nothing wrong with obviously going out and drinking, whatever it is, but like the things people rely on to have fun, to have deep, meaningful conversations or whatever it is, you can do that without any of that shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can do that. You should just be able to hang out with your mate. You don't have to fucking be doing, you don't have to be having a drink or sniffing a fucking line to have a good time with your mate. Do you know what I mean? and if that is what you need to do to hang out with that specific person, then maybe that person is not the correct fucking person for you, you know? So that's why it's important to have like the right sort of people around you, as well as, it's really important to have those sort of people around you. You know, it's really important, really important. Yeah.
Mate, I just want to take again this opportunity to say thank you for joining me for a waffle. Like,
no, all good, man.
12 to 13 emails, but I got there.
Yeah, no, good, man. Anytime, man. It's been good. It's been thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No, anytime. Appreciate. And can't make the London show, but I hope to God, obviously, once those tickets go on sale, I will be there in Manchester.
Yeah, man, come through.
That absolute carnage that I'm kind of expecting now.
Yeah. It's going to be an absolute madness, man, for sure. So make sure you're there.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Huge thank you to my very special guest this week, the incredible Dhiren Kartel. Make sure you hit up his Instagram for that daily kick up the arse. As always, If you like what you've heard, hit that subscribe button and I'll see you next week.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.